Well, the Australian share market has run into a few headwinds in early trade on Tuesday, but it's probably outperformed compared to expectations. So the futures in the lead up to the open were suggesting that the market would be down by a decent margin in the order of around 0.4% to 0.5%. But it's made a fist of it. And as we approach lunch, the ASX 200 is up by around 3 points. So the main development in the last day or the last 24 hours has been the fact that the initial enthusiasm following the recent trade talks between the US and China have faded somewhat, mainly driven by the comments from the Chinese that more work needs to be done before the most recent agreement can be ratified. So in that respect, it takes us back to many other iterations of this sort of thing in the past where we've seen agreements struck of some form, and it's really a case of one step forward, two steps back. So the key thing to keep in mind is that in coming weeks, this document is expected to be ratified before the APEC summit, which will be held in Chile, which will be mid-November. So as far as the various sectors are concerned, we're looking at weakness where energy stocks are concerned. Oil prices were down by about 2% overnight, but Cooper Energy is one of the most improved in the ASX 200. It's up by around 2% on the back of an encouraging update. Material stocks are lower as a group as well. Iron ore miners in particular are being marked down. This is even though we saw some encouraging numbers in relation to Chinese iron ore imports for the last month in September. They hit their third highest level on record. But today we've got Fortescue Metals shares down by around 3%. Banks are presenting a mixed picture. On the one hand, the NAB is up by about 0.25%, but Westpac is down by 0.33%. Bit of company news around Telstra shares have moved ahead after the group reaffirmed its 2020 earnings guidance, and the CEO delivered a pretty much upbeat assessment of the picture going forward. The stock is up by around 1.3%. On the other end of the spectrum, Southern Cross Media is down substantially. It's fallen by more than 20% at its worst levels, and they downgraded their pre-tax earnings for the year ahead to be down by around 24% compared to the previous year. So that's why sellers are a pretty enthusiastic group towards that stock. Newcrest Mining is down by 1%. The board of the organisation has given the green light to the expansion of their Cadia operations. So that is the first stage of expansion. Ultimately, this is going to deliver an additional 1.8 million ounces of gold and around 67,000 tonnes of copper. So that stock a little bit weaker following that announcement. And the Aussie dollar is pretty much in a holding pattern at the moment. It's trading around 67.7 US cents.